Federal and many state offices are closed today for Juneteenth, a federal holiday. Non-essential services, including post offices, federal courts, and financial markets, are also shut down, with mail delivery suspended. A man charged in a deadly Canton crash has a new trial date of September 14th. 34-year-old Garth Haynes of Plain Township pleaded not guilty in May to charges including vehicular manslaughter and two misdemeanors. The charges stem from a November 10th collision on Cherry Avenue Southeast that killed Canton police officer Dave Walgamott of Dover. Investigators say Haynes' pickup spun on an icy road and into the path of Walgamott's vehicle. A pretrial hearing in Canton Municipal Court was continued to August 27th. A Canton man is accused of stealing funds from a local charity. Ohio Attorney General Andy Wilson says 41-year-old Jamar Fleming and Canton-based Agape Ministries have been indicted in Stark County Common Police Court on felony charges of aggravated theft and telecommunications fraud. Fleming also faces charges involving allegedly false or missing state income tax filings. Prosecutors allege he diverted about $375,000 in donations for personal use between June 2022 and May 2025 while serving as CEO and pastor of the nonprofit. Agape operates mentorship programs for at-risk youth. A registered sex offender from Lake Township is behind bars. Federal agents searched a Hazel Street Northeast home Wednesday and arrested 20-year-old Evan Dunbar. He allegedly admitted to possessing child pornography on multiple devices and soliciting explicit videos from a 14-year-old. Dunbar faces felony charges of pandering obscenity and unlawful sexual conduct with a minor. Dunbar was arraigned Thursday in Canton Municipal Court, where bond was set at $150,000. He was convicted of unlawful sexual conduct with a minor last year in Summit County. More than $1 billion in economic impact is being reported through the latest annual report from Stark County Job and Family Services. The 2025 report shows more than 47,000 residents received SNAP benefits and just over 95,000 received Medicaid assistance. Officials say the agency also handled more than 8,000 child abuse hotline calls, resulting in nearly 2,500 cases, along with 494 elder abuse or neglect cases. The report adds 64 adoptions were finalized and nearly $49.5 million was collected through child support cases. State officials have awarded $650,000 for transportation projects in Portage and Summit counties. $500,000 will help fund improvements to State Route 43 in Kent, including road rehabilitation, a roundabout, and traffic signal upgrades. Officials say the project supports more than $76 million in capital investment and helps retain over 500 jobs. Summit County will receive $150,000 for preliminary engineering of a roundabout at Cleveland-Maslin and Copley Roads in Copley Township. The funding is part of ODOT's $8.5 million transportation improvement district program. Millions of dollars in overspending are being flagged in a state audit of the East Liverpool School District. Auditors say the district's self-insurance fund used for health care costs exceeded appropriations by more than $8.2 million, while the capital projects fund showed about $20,000 in overspending. According to WFMJ-TV, district officials say the capital fund issue stemmed from an emergency water line repair, and they call the insurance fund finding an accounting error that did not impact overall finances. The state audit recommends stronger oversight of future spending. Mahoning County Grand Jury has indicted six men charged in a human trafficking sting conducted last month by the Mahoning Valley Human Trafficking Task Force. Among those indicted are two North Canton men, 73-year-old Philip Cruzweiser and 37-year-old Chad Stover. The men face charges including attempted unlawful sexual conduct with a minor, importuning, and compelling prostitution. The cases stem from Operation Spring Cleaning, a statewide crackdown targeting people seeking sexual conduct with minors online. A multi-agency operation at Lake Milton State Park last weekend resulted in 15 arrests or citations. The Mahoning County Sheriff's Office says deputies and Ohio Department of Natural Resources officers patrolled the area using marked and unmarked units, including undercover officers. Authorities say violations include drug offenses, driving infractions, and underage vape possession. One adult also faces child endangerment charges. Officials say more enforcement operations are expected. A 14-year-old girl has been charged with swatting after a false shooting report triggered a large police presence in Boardman. Officers were sent to a home on Le Mans Drive Wednesday night after receiving an email claiming someone had been shot. Police found no emergency at the scene. Investigators say a teen used a school-issued laptop to send the message after being dared to do so. The girl allegedly admitted to challenging the other teen to send the email and was taken to the Juvenile Justice Center. The teen who sent the email was not arrested. New details show a police encounter in Warren led up to a crash that killed a 66-year-old woman. Warren police say officers observed a vehicle committing traffic violations on Southern Boulevard Wednesday morning. The driver, 37-year-old Dominique Dorsey, pulled over. over, but then fled when detectives exited their cruiser. The vehicle later crashed into another car, killing Sandra Swan, a retired Trumbull County Health District employee. A 17-year-old passenger was also hospitalized. No charges have been filed. The Highway Patrol is investigating. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.